What's good, world? It's your boy Mastermind, man, and this is another December weekday drop. Listen, man, we got a long, spicy, hot show to talk about, man. We got to talk about GTA. We got to talk about the Game Awards, the Blade. We got the Sega. Listen, man, we got a lot to talk about, man. But before we dive deep into this juicy episode we're about to drop, man, y'all see we holding the mic, man. We in here talking spicy tonight. We hype. Listen, man, be sure to follow your boy everywhere, Master23Mind, Real Gamer, the podcast on all podcast platforms, the classic shows also, and on YouTube, Mastermind RGTV. Listen, man, that's where everything go down at on YouTube and on Twitch, Master23Mind, like I mentioned before. Listen, man, that's where we play some Call of Duty and everything else at, but let's get it, man. So, I got my handy-dandy board over here, a couple things I wanted to touch on and talk about, and I got a couple for my video viewers. Check this out. For my video viewers, we gonna be looking at a couple of the trailers, reviewing some of the stuff, kind of breakdown of a couple of the trailers. And for my audio viewers, we got something special for y'all. We got something special for the audio viewers. So for all my podcast listeners, video viewers, y'all need to go on or jump onto the podcast and listen to us over on the audio side. Because what we're going to do on the audio side, we're going to have some gamers coming in talking about how they feel about the Game Awards. And listen, a lot of people kind of feeling spicy about that. So all my audio viewers, y'all gonna get some added-on content or whatever to the audio side from different gamers or whatnot. They're gonna be speaking on their opinion about the Game Awards and a couple other trailers we got to see at the Game Awards also. So stay tuned for that. My video viewers, y'all know what y'all get something special over there. So hey, we cooking, man. Listen. So I wanted to first start talking about this Blade, but I gotta start off talking about this Sega, the return of Sega. So shout out to the brother Ronald. Ronald, you spoke it into existence, man. You spoke it into existence. So check out the episode, the November segment of the show. Y'all know exactly what I'm talking about. We got the homie Ronald on the show, and he was talking about Spider-Man and some other games. He was loving Legend of Zelda, which did not win Game of the Year. I don't understand that. But he spoke about Sega, and listen, man, let's jump right into it. So for my video viewers, we're finna take a look at this Sega coming back, bro. Sega doing some stuff. We're gonna take a look at this Sega trailer for a little bit. Kind of break it down. No audio, because I don't wanna get, you know, copyright or anything else going on. Hey, and for all my video viewers, man, if it started freezing up or anything, you feel me? We'll just stop it and just kind of talk about it because I already seen it. But I wanted to see him again. See that game right there? I wonder what is that King of Fighters? I know what the Fox game. I know what that is. I'm not familiar what game that is. But of course, Crazy Taxi. Like, yo, listen, man. Let me move my camera out of the way. Yo, the Crazy Taxi. Go back. The Crazy Taxi, I think, is one that we're gonna take that video off for a second. I think that's the one that everyone is like really, really waiting for. So we got the Jet Set Radio. I know that's one I'm familiar with. I played that one on the Dreamcast. Had lots of fun with Jet Set Radio. It's pretty cool. Crazy Taxi is probably my favorite though, out of these picks here. So what, the Streets of Rage? Oh, I remember that. Yeah, but Crazy Taxi was my one. The others I really don't know. But one game that was one I really enjoyed was Power Stone. They need to bring that back. Power Stone would be dope to bring back. Let me see some other games. But they say now in develop. You feel what I'm saying? So this is the interesting part right here. Take that back right here. So y'all notice at the end of this trailer, there's no Xbox. There's no PlayStation. Let me bring my camera back so y'all can understand what I'm talking about here, man. You gotta be able to see me, man. Listen, there's no Xbox. There's no PlayStation. There's nothing there. Now, I'm sure they're gonna probably, you know, come out universal for Nintendo, Xbox, PlayStation. Probably. We don't know. At least I don't know right now. I'm sure probably by the time you see this video or this podcast, you know, they may have some up on their site. I don't know, but I don't think Sega could afford to drop a Sega exclusive console, I think that'd be a big mistake. But if they keep, you know, partnering with, you know, Xbox, Nintendo, and Sony or whatever for dropping, you know, games, they need to stay that route. But talking about coming out with a new Sega console, nah, I think that's out of the question. But I wouldn't be surprised if they do, but I don't think it'll be a good move for them to do. But these are a lot of, these are a couple classics that, you know what I'm saying, people really enjoyed. And Dreamcast wasn't a bad console. It was just too far ahead of its time. You feel what I'm saying? The tech behind the Dreamcast, listen, it was pretty dope. Man, I took that joint apart and took a look at it and this look amazing. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, it was just too far ahead of its time. Do I think we need another console to enter into the race? Nah, I don't think Sega want that smoke. You know what I'm saying? So it'll be good for them to continue to partner with, you know, their partners and do what they do. But to see these games come back, yo, pretty excited. So that was something that really like caught my attention, you know what I'm saying, on the Game Awards. And let's talk about this Blade thing. So moving on, talking about this Blade. Listen. This Blade is made by Bethesda. That's interesting because Bethesda makes some pretty, hold up, from the studios that brought you Dishonored and Deathloop also. Okay, that's what's up. But Bethesda is in this. Bethesda makes some pretty cool games, man. So from the looks of this, again, I don't have audio in the video because I don't want to get no type of audio situation, copyright situation and all that. Let's see, this the thing though. They ain't show us much. This is like just a cutscene. This not even something that, you know what I'm saying, this is not how the game is gonna actually look. But I am really excited to know something that we getting some Blade, baby. I can't wait to hear something about the movie. Listen. We want to hear about the movie. Marvel, man. Listen, man. Marvel, man. We appreciate what y'all doing over there, man. Go on ahead. Cook us up this Blade movie and give us some blood and gore, man. Hey, that Blade. Hey, I can't wait to see what that Blade game hitting on. And if they do it right, man. If they do it right. Oh, we got a great lineup. We got a great game. So I'm happy to see some superhero stuff. What's the game? It's dropping February. We're gonna pull it up and talk about it too. But that blade got my attention too. I was like, yo, okay. I rocks with the Blade. Let me pull up my little commercial set. So I don't want to get no background. You know what I'm talking about? Hold up. Bingo bango. Alright, y'all. Let y'all take a look at that real fast while we get this other superhero game situated. Man, what is it? Fighting the Justice League or something? What is it? It's coming out February. Suicide Squad. That game. I'm looking for the trailer for it now. They show some more of that. Yeah. So the Suicide Squad apparently is dropping in February. This is another game that I was like, yo, okay. I keep forgetting about it, but not forgetting about it. How can you forget about it? Because they keep showing it, but I'm like, isn't this out yet? Okay, it's not out yet. Bring this out. What are you doing? You feel me? So that's one of them ones, man. It's one of them ones. And listen, this is different, man. This is different because we're so used to playing with the superhero, you feel me? And now we get to be in the bad guy shoes and fight against the superhero. You know what I'm saying? So I think it's interesting to see. And, you know, I'm a big fan of Harley Quinn. Shout out to the Harley Quinn fans out there, you know what I'm saying? I'm a fan of Flash too, you feel me? But we get a chance to play with the Suicide Squad. Hey, I rocks with that, man. You know, Shark homie pretty cool. His super strength and, you know, things he get to do, you feel me? Like, look at this, man. like the graphics don't look so bad. It looks like it got a lot of you know, action dip. Like, yo, this is different. This is different. You know, so with Blade is more, he's still superhero, but Blade is kind of dark. So he's like a not so much of a superhero, but a superhero type deal. So I say all that to say, because of the fact that we're getting this, these like the villain season type situation. You feel me? And I like that. I like that. Speaking of villain, let's jump right in here and dive talking about this Dragon Ball Z real fast, yo. I wanted to look at this again because when I seen it, I was like, oh man, they just keep coming out with these Dragon Ball Z's and they're made by different developers or whatever. I mean, it's cool, but we all know the same Dragon Ball Z story. Oh, wait a minute, this ain't the same story, yo. That's Super Saiyan, that's the God Super Saiyan version, isn't it? I gotta do some catching up on Dragon Ball Z. I'm not gonna even front with y'all, but this Dragon Ball Z looking really good. The question is this gonna be like, no, this like, okay. Dang. Oh, this, what's the name, man? Yeah, this gonna be, yo. I wonder, is it gonna be something like a open world almost? Okay. So, when is it coming out? Oh, wish list now. They didn't really show like exactly when it's coming out, but I can see it doing its thing. You feel me? I can see it doing its thing. It looks fun. I'm a big Dragon Ball Z fan, so anytime I see a Dragon Ball Z trailer, oh, you know, I ain't tripping. I'm here for it. You know what I'm saying? I'm here for it all day. I'm here for it all day, you know? So I was happy to see that, but I didn't. The first time looking at the Game Awards, I didn't get us. We got to talk about this right here, baby. Ain't get a chance to really dive into it. But moving on, man, talking about this God of War. Listen, man, we getting a free God of War DLC. And, oh, let me just pause. Let me hit my camera real fast so we can just take another look at this right here, baby. Listen, man, we getting another God of War DLC, ladies and gentlemen. I said another one like it's the second one, but we getting a God of War DLC. I'm really happy about that, man, because of the fact, look at this, man. Like, yo, the graphics on this game has just been blessing us, man, and I really appreciate it. And to see us, you know, DLC, this is, and then it's some type of like trials, you know, when we're in the volcano, spoilers alert. I'm sure everybody beat God of War Ragnarok by now, but the little fire, the volcano area, whatnot, you know, that's kind of like the little trials or whatnot, you feel me? So I'm thinking this in this DLC, it's gonna be like that, different trials and stuff we had to go through. I'm happy to see it. I was wondering if it was gonna be a DLC with his son. That's what I was curious about, because after beating the game, we see what happened at the end, and it's like, well, we want to know what the son going, you know. So I really thought it was going to be that type of DLC, but this is like different. And for the fact that it's coming out on December the 12th, this right here was and for the fact that it was free, like, hats off to Sony and Santa Monica for this one, yo. For the fact that it was free, you feel me? Like, bro, I rocks with y'all. Let me slow it down a little, man, and we just gotta talk about this greatness, man. We gotta talk about this greatness, God of War. So they're saying also too, they recommend that you beat the game, also the side quests and everything, before indulging into this free DLC. For the mere fact that this is a free DLC and they dropping it, like, by the time you hear this show, you'll be able to download it and play it. Yo, appreciate that. That, yo, the question is, I want to know how long it is. And could it be bait for us to say, okay, we're going to give you a free DLC, but we may come out with a paid for version of a DLC, but this time it's going to be of his son. Would you buy it? That's the question. Me personally, definitely picking it up if we get a DLC with his son. Definitely. But the question is, could this be bait? Could this be bait? Because, you know, God of War, we didn't get a DLC for you know, the first God of War. You feel me? In 2018, we didn't get a DLC for that. So, for the mere fact, we're getting a DLC and it's free. And then them to drop it within a week, like, bruh, Mike drop beginning of the Game Awards when perfect time, perfect place. Why not? Then they had homie, the guy that played the voice of Kratos, like, you know, on stage again. That was real funny. When they cut the music, let's talk about it. They was tripping, bruh. They was tripping. These cats had maybe two minutes exact, and they was already cutting the music on. When homie got, I thought it was just gonna be a joke, maybe one time just for him, but because he went long last time, you feel me? I think that's probably why they implemented that rule. 2 minutes now, gonna hit that music. You hear that music, gotta go. You know, and I thought this was gonna be a joke when he came out and they just played it. Man, they had that running through the whole freaking show. They was running everybody off the stage. Like, hey, but I think that's a problem because if you giving us awards, bro, give us some time to, you know, appreciate this moment. You know what I'm saying? In 2 minutes, we need more than 2 minutes to appreciate this moment. You feel me? So, yeah. Gotta do better Game of Awards. Game Awards. Gotta situate that for sure. But I do appreciate. Well, let me look at some stats real fast. They say I do appreciate all the trailers. They say it was only about 18% awards given, and 82% was mostly trailers. I'm not mad at that. I do wish they would have gave them more time to, you know, show appreciation and give their shout outs and, you know what I'm saying, just absorb the moment. But overall, the Game Awards was actually pretty good. Seeing some on the controversy side, dealing with all these strikes or whatnot in the gaming industry, bro should have definitely spoke on that, but of course, he's probably not in control or powers to be in that situation. You know what I'm saying? But someone brought it up. They was like, you know, yo, he should have spoke on some of this stuff. He should have spoke about the strikes in Hollywood and the stuff that's been going on in the gaming industry with the strikes, because this is hindering some of the studios. You know, so yeah, that was the platform he got staged. Like, this is the time to mention that. You know, someone brought that on. I was like, oh, well, maybe he didn't know. Nah, he know. You know, but us just, the gamers is on the sideline, the people, the consumers, us, you feel what I'm saying? We don't really know what's going on behind closed doors, but he know. You feel me? So I would pose this question to all my gamers out there. If you, especially my brother, Hip Hop Gamer, I think Hip Hop Gamer definitely would have said something, got on stage. Yo, this need to be addressed. We need to put some spotlight and bring some attention to this. Yo, brother probably would have said something for sure. But gamer question for all my gamers questioning. If y'all was in that position, would y'all have spoke out about the controversy and the situation with the gaming strikes and the movie strikes in Hollywood and things? Would y'all have spoke out or just continue to, you know, go on with the show? Knowing you know what's going on in the industry, would you speak out about that stuff? Me personally, y'all know me, stand up guy, definitely would have spoke about it. Definitely would have spoke about it, especially if I'm in the trenches and I know what's like. I, yo, bro, what? No, yes. Yes, let this be the first thing we'd mention as soon as the Game Awards open, because yes, the gamers has to buy the game, but the developers also got to make the game. You feel me? So if we're in a situation to where the people that's making the game, you're hindering them, or, you know, XYZ, you feel me? No, we gotta protect those brothers and sisters too. We gotta bring the issues up. We gotta talk about them. We gotta help them too. You feel me? Because without them, there will be no game. You feel me? It takes two to tango. You gonna need the players, us, the gamers, and you gonna need the developers, the brothers and sisters that make the games. You know what I'm talking about? So we gotta stand up for them, and that was the perfect place to address and stand up for them. For sure. Come on, bro. Do it. Well, I hate how they was just rushing everybody out the stage. That was crazy, bro. But moving on, man. Talking about this Jurassic Park. Listen, man. I'm not going to watch the trailer again, but I will bring it up for my video viewers just so they can understand what we're about to break down and talk about here. Ain't too much to really talk about it, but let me see. Where's my Jurassic Park video? We're going to keep that up right there so we all just see that. Here we go. So, first of all, let's see where we at. Here we go. All right, so first of all, check this. Peep game. Boy, when I seen this. Why? This. When I seen this. But I looked at it. You got to look at the bottom there when it say, what did it say? Pre-rendering footage. It don't look like that. But oh, buddy, my hopes was there. If we had a Jurassic Park game looking like that, bruh. Hey, sign me up, Jack. I take it. The graphics, those graphics look amazing. When I seen it, I was like, okay, Jurassic Park. It ain't real. It ain't the real thing. It just did to just like show it. It's just a cinematic trailer. But bruh, if it looked like that, salute. Graph, man, look at that. Like, you can see those graphics are amazing, bro. I just really, 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 really wish the game would look like that. But it don't. And two, so Jurassic Park, I feel like they keep reusing a lot of the same stories or the narratives that they've already used. Like, this scene looks so familiar. And then you think about it, it's like, wait, wasn't this a scene off of the movie? But they did just redo the movie. So it's like, well, the remake and, you know, all those things, you appreciate the remake and... But it's like the narrative is still the same. The story is still the same. So I wonder, is this going to be a more like the same narrative driven game? That's the question. But when I then begin to see, I got to look at the bottom there. Alpha in-game footage. Alpha. You got beta testers, you got alpha testers. Alpha in-game footage. So not bad for alpha in-game footage. So let's take it back a little bit right here. Boom. When I immediately seen this, I said, oh man, it's first person. But could possibly be good. Can really possibly be good for a first person game. Especially these dinosaurs, bro. It's probably gonna creep you out. You know what I'm saying? So definitely can be good, got potential. I just really wish the graphics would look like the cinematic, but you know, hats off to Jurassic Park. And then it's survival, so it's like, is it gonna be like some round, like, kind of like zombies, like round base? What we like, round base dinosaurs? No, you're probably gonna be like actually trying to survive. My question is, do we have weapons? And will we be able to shoot and kill the dinosaurs that chase us? If this is a true survival dinosaur game, we may have something here. We may actually have something here. But if it's one of those games, you gotta run from the dinosaur, follow the same narrative, follow the same story of Jurassic Park, go here, but you gotta go here with no weapon, only a flashlight. You can't really interact with the world if it's not open world. Like, it's some elements that I need to see to like really like say, hey, this the one. So excited when I first seen it and was like, yo, graphics amazing. Ah, it's not it. Ooh, maybe it's open world. First person. Not really. Not too many first. Well, obviously not too many first persons open world, but it is. But this might not be it. It looked like I didn't see not one weapon she picked up. I just see them running. They're not picking up any weapons. Let's go back. There was no weapons picked up. None. Look at this. She's jumping across. You moving slow. Nothing. I don't see no hands. You only see the hands when you shut the door. Question mark, question mark, question mark. Too many question marks that I need to. But it is dropping for PS5, Xbox Series X and S, PC. Cool. Learn more at JurassicParkSurvivor.com. Fine, I'll do that when the show is over. But if y'all ain't got no weapons, boy, I ain't trying to buy that game. I can't just run from the, no, bro. We gonna play this. We gonna survive. We gonna play this game. We gonna play this game. I want to be able to hunt my dinosaurs. At least give me some, now they had some like some little, somebody, they ain't gonna do this, but if they had like, with somebody had some magic powers or something, I can take control of a dinosaur to help me kill other dinosaurs. Kind of like in Zombies when you turn a zombie to another zombie and he help you fight off the zombies. Give me a zombie dinosaur game, bro. Zombie dinosaur survivor game. Fire, flames. Let's see, man. Moving on, talking about I don't know if I want to dive. I'm on handy board. I was trying to go in order here. I told you it's a pack show. I was trying to go in order here. I had to keep an eye on Anchor too, because they quick. Matter of fact, we're gonna go ahead and take the quick commercial break. You know what I'm saying? We got a blessed audio world with some commercials. The video world also too. All right, and we are back. Chico Bango, listen. Hey. Man, we was just talking about this Jurassic Park survival. Excuse me, y'all. I be talking in third person. I be saying we a lot. I should be excited, man. I see the passion, man. I be excited to talk about this stuff, man. I just got to talking about this Jurassic Park. Pretty excited for it, but need to know more. It's like a big old question mark. Got to be able to pick up my weapons, man. You know, moving on, talking about a couple other games that I wanted to try to stay in order. The Black Myth, the game where I don't really want to look at the trailer again because it was like, look cool, but I probably won't pick it up. They premiered another game, The Last Sentinel, didn't look so appealing to me. Interesting, new, but not so appealing. One game, let's take a look at this. Let me pull this up. OD. So let's talk about this OD for a second. OD World. And this may actually be like knowing Hideo Kojima, he's probably gonna change the name later on or something. This might not even be the official name for it, but let's pull it up. So for all my audio viewers, again, we're over here on YouTube, Mastermind RGTV. We're reviewing some of the videos from the Game Awards. We're kind of breaking it down, talking about it. You dig? So right now we're talking about, we're looking at this OD World. They didn't really show anything about this game. We just see that, for one, very detailed. I really think Hideo Kojima wanted to show off the engine a little bit, not really give you too much, but just let you know I'm working on something that's incredible and the graphics is going to be incredible. Here is a take at, because you, if you pause it, let's pause this right here, you can see. So I seen in one of the studios, just check out Hideo Kojima studio. It's crazy, bro, where they build the games and everything. So you can see the reflection in his eyes, all of the lights, then the little cubicle and the little circle sphere they got him in. They got him hooked up to the cameras and everything. The capture, all those lights is like cameras. So the amount of detail that they're able to catch in this new game, bruh, I think that's what this trailer was. Is it wasn't really to show off the game itself, more of, let me show you the power of this engine. Let me show you the power of the detail that we're going to be providing in this game. So letting me know the facial structure detail for a game like this is going to be through the roof. Like, because you can see they're not showing the full body. They're only just showing the head up to the neck a little bit, you know. Something else, man. And then when the girl, like, you can see the stuff moving in the reflection of her eyes. And, like, when she's crying, like, it's very, very detailed. I don't think there's no other detail game like this. So whatever Hideo Kojima, whatever these guys, hold on, let's go back. Are they using Unreal Engine? Wow. And it's a Xbox exclusive, y'all. Moment of silence. It's a Xbox exclusive. It's a X, yes, Xbox. Boy, let me show my video view of something real fast. Where my Xbox controller at, please? Listen here, Xbox. If you make me bring this out of retirement to go play whatever Hideo Kojima got cooking up in the kitchen, I'm here for it, baby. I'm here for it. This man is a genius, bro. He's our Albert Einstein in the gaming industry. You feel me? He makes some, like, Death Stranded. I didn't even like Death Stranded. Like, I enjoyed the trailer and everything. When I played it, the graphics is very immersive. But I really don't like the game because it's kind of boring. But whatever I know, whatever it is, whatever this brother right here cook up, man, listen, man, it's a very incredible masterpiece of a game that he cooks up. Even if the story is, like, weird. But I pay attention to the sound, the detail in the game, gameplay. I pay attention to a lot of the stuff in the game. And whatever he do is some masterful stuff. So hats off to Hideo Kojima, man, with this OD World premiere. Whatever it's going to be, I know it's going to be spicy. Even if the game turn out to be whack, It's gonna look good. I guarantee you that it's gonna look good. And hats off to Xbox. They deserve it. They deserve it, bro. They're requiring, you know, they're buying up these other game studios. They got their own studios now, you know. So hey, gotta keep their water on deck. They deserve it. I ain't tripping though. I ain't tripping. We like a Super Saiyan. We Xbox and PlayStation. But we got to. Xbox Game Pass provided the way. That's all we need. Xbox Game Pass. So I'm happy to see that, man. It's a little sad that it's not on PlayStation. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. They deserve it, man. Moving on. Let's see. I just wish we would, you know, he would have showed a little bit more, but I understand it's probably not even coming out to maybe 2026 or something, you know. Hey, so let's see what else, other things caught my attention at the Game Awards. This Final Fantasy VII Rebirth world, I'm not going to replay that trailer, but you know, we're excited for it. We're going to pick it up for sure. You know, it's going to drop in February, so keep your eyes open for that one. Oh, this brother game right here, man. Listen, this brother game right here, man. He did an awesome job, man, at his speech, what he was saying. Like, yeah, I gotta take the camera off me for a second, put on the brother right here, man. Listen, man, that scar flies and all that scar flies and I don't know what, man. But the game he presented it looks pretty cool, and I enjoyed his message and what he had to say to represent this game and the things about, you know, he said he lost his father or whatnot, and how the game was inspired to that, and it's incredible, you know. But this game looks pretty cool, man. Looking at it, it kind of reminds me of, you see, it's like a screenplay game. Hold on, hold on, game, so you can see. So it's almost like, kind of like Mega Man a little bit. Is that like a side scroll? I hope I'm pronouncing it right. All my gamer fans going, you don't even know what you're talking about. Like a side scroll. You feel me? Hey, I'm here for it. Even for it to be a side scroll game, the graphics still looks decent. Not every game need to look like super, super real. You know what I'm saying? So we ain't never tripping about that. But these, like, look at that, man. Like the mountains crying and whatnot, that was beautiful, man. I would two reasons why I would pick this game up: to support the brother for one, two, 24th, April 23rd, yeah, for sure. To support the brother for sure, you feel what I'm saying? And two, it looked like it's really not a bad game. The graphics look pretty decent, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, it reminds me of like Mega Man or some Crash Bandicoot type deal. I can see myself playing it for sure. I'll definitely pick it up just to support this brother, man. I'll probably get it on the Switch though. This looked more like a Switch game. I feel like this would have been a great Nintendo exclusive if Nintendo was the, we'll drop you the bag, you know what I'm saying? But great to see it that it's on all platforms, because the more exposure to all gamers is the best, you know. But for sure, Xbox, PlayStation, Switch, and PC. Pre-order right after the show. Chat with the team. That's what's up. Let's see, moving on, talking about, let me take this off here. Chica-boom. We getting better, man. You know, we always trying to improve it here, man. This Rocket Race. So, this Rocket Race situation. Listen, man. Let's talk about this for a second. Epic is doing some really cool things. I'm not gonna stay on this topic too long, because I'm not really a big Fortnite fan, but what they're doing with these worlds is actually genius. And I feel like back in the day, our games was our games, but now this generation has this. Like, I feel like Fortnite and what Epic has done with Fortnite and this game right here. Then you got Rocket League. Like, these are some incredible games for the next generation to say, hey, these are our games, you know? I feel like this is their games. This is the golden age of the era of these type of games. Because Fortnite is still doing numbers. I don't too much care for it personally, but Fortnite is still doing numbers. And for them to bring this, find it in Fortnite, bruh, that's incredible, man. That we didn't have this, like, a world in a world in a game growing up. So when I seen it, I was like, oh, bro, that's what's up. Because it's kind of like Rocket League, bro. It's Rocket League all day. You know? So pretty pumped to see that. I'm a Fortnite fan. I mean, you a Fortnite fan, man? Drop a comment in the chat and say, hey, we Fortnite, we building over here, or non-builders. moving on, man, talking about some more. It was a game Xbox had that was actually, they showed it before. I'm looking for that now. Oh, the Rise of Ronald. My pronunciation be off sometimes. I'm sorry. I be butchering so many names, but yeah. That game looks pretty cool. Definitely put you in the mind of the other Assassin Ninja game. Let's see. We've seen Dragon Ball Z. They had a lot of pretty good trailers at the Game Awards. It almost reminded me of E3 a little bit. So, you know, this game right here. Yeah, the Hellblade 2. Man, this game right here looks incredible. Wait a minute. Go to the, boom, there we go. Let's pull it up, baby. Hey, like I said, though, Xbox, man, y'all deserve it. I'm not going to even sit here and set trip and hate on my Xbox brothers and sisters out there, man. Y'all deserve it, man. Look at them graphics. Like, bro, them graphics look, this, to me, this is probably going to be the best looking game on Xbox until OD with Hideo Kojima dropped their game. But until then, this game is going to be the best looking game on Xbox. They've been working on this one for a good little minute. And to see this, what we seen at the Game Awards, bruh, it looks like that's not no cinematic nothing. That's how it look. Boy, games that came a long way, boy. That's how it looks. So this, to me, this is gonna be the Uncharted for Xbox, in my opinion. This is gonna be the Uncharted for Xbox. But again, Xbox deserves it, man. Because, you know, years ago, we complained about Xbox not having game studios. We complained about Xbox not having AAA titles. We complained about Xbox not having all these cool exclusives. Now they're about to get it. Now they got it. You dig? Like, I was really impressed. Like, look at that. I was really impressed with this game. Really impressed. Probably not so much of the story. The story looks like it's like weird. I don't really understand what's going on too much. But I would definitely play it. Definitely play it. Oh, hands down, play it. Y'all put me in line to play it. I play the demo. The game looks incredible, man. I don't know if those things are zombies or like vampire zombies or something. I don't know. But now I will say, yo, Airbase 2, they look good, man. I will say, Xbox, I'ma need y'all to, get it together, man. I'ma need y'all, let me cut me show. Yeah, there we go, just a quick second. I'ma need y'all to get it together, Xbox. A lot of Xbox games move like they robots in their games. Let's just hope this game don't move like a robot. But 2024 is gonna be on Xbox Game Pass. Also, you know, shout out to Xbox Game Pass. Hey, I see you. We ain't tripping, baby. I activate that thing, just play that. That's one of the ones, you know. That's one of the ones. Let's see, moving on, talking about, let's see, we're gonna get to that Grand Theft Auto. I know my people in the background like, man, we ain't gonna talk about the Grand Theft Auto, man. That was the hottest thing that's happening. I know. That's the last thing we're gonna talk about. That we're gonna say that to the end of the show. We're trying to break down these Game Awards, man. It was so much they shown, man. And I wanted to come in here and do like a live reaction and everything, bro. But I was so out of it, man. I was exhausted. I was tired. I've been busy all this week. Y'all know, man. We be in here juggling, bro. And I just sometimes you just. It's hard to move when you're juggling so much. The Cyberpunk 2077 they deserve that award. They needed something, man, because they when their game first came out, it was so buggy. It was horrible. But then they turned it around, man, and here we go. They won the award. I don't really want to touch on it too much because I want to save some of it for the audio side. But Spider-Man didn't get no awards. Let's go ahead and touch on it a little bit, man. Spider-Man didn't get zero. They got zero. They should at least won one. Legend of the Zelda should have won Game of the Year, hands down. And if you ain't gonna give it to Legend of Zelda, I wouldn't mind Resident Evil 4 winning. But this game? What, bro? I don't even know. What? Are you serious? I don't know who's in charge here, but I don't even think they talk on that game, bro. How you gonna get mad? They don't talk too much on Legend of Zelda either, but still, you know? I mean, come on, man. It was so many other great games up there, and I just don't think that game deserved Game of the Year. I don't even want to speak his name because I don't think it deserved Game of the Year. I'm sorry. I think Legend of Zelda should have got that. But I ain't gonna speak his name because I can't even remember the game name. And I don't want to pull it up because I'm just going to get mad all over again. Them presenting them the award, and I can just see myself being like Kanye for a second. Oh, sorry. I wouldn't do that. But yeah. Legend of Zelda should have got Game of the Year, man. Spider-Man should have won something. I'm not going to lie. They took home, what, 6 awards? They took them a lot of awards, maybe more than 6, but they won a lot, bro. And I don't think, I don't understand how they pulled off so many victories. Like, are you serious, bro? Like, I'm looking now to actually see how many awards they won. I don't know, they won a lot, but Nah, bro. Don't do that to us. Don't do that to us. I ain't gonna lie. When they won it, I was like, man, bro, I just sit here and watched all this, and I'm tired. It's already late. And you mean tell me they actually won? Man, I threw that remote so fast. I was mad. Man, I threw the remote so fast, man, because if you ain't going to give it to Legend of Zelda, man, at least give it to Resident Evil 4. Resident Evil 4 came back and, listen, man, Resident Evil 4 don't really deserve it, but they do, but listen, man, Resident Evil 4 is a classic game that came out from the dead, revived itself, polished, looked good, everything good on it, perfect game back then. They came back and remade that joint and still outsold a lot of games that's new. Like, Resident Evil 4 did numbers. For the fact that it came back from 10 years ago, or whenever how long, came back, remake, boom, and still did numbers, you deserve an award. So I respect and see why they put them in the nominees. You feel me? But Legend of the Zelda, Tears of the Kingdom was like, bro, this is the most anticipated game, bro. You know how long people been waiting on Tears of the Kingdom when they first dropped the Zelda trailer, when Breath of the Wilds was still popping. When people beat Breath of the Wilds, they was like, bro, the next Zelda game I can't wait for. So, not just the most anticipated game, but when everybody got their hands on it, yo, this game is incredible. Is the world is much more bigger. You got like 3 layers to the maps to the world or whatever. You get to build stuff, like people going crazy on their building stuff. Incredible. And it didn't win Game of the Year. Spider-Man. What? Why not Spider-Man? Spider-Man 2, come on, bro. What you doing? Spider-Man 2 was in so many nominees, but didn't take home not one award. Boy, I know PlayStation and what's the other Insomniac, they was probably in the back. They was probably sending it. Man, what? Who over this? They this shit rigged. Man, I'm not gonna lie. That was a little let down, man. It was a little let down. It's kind of like watching a boxing match and your favorite fighter end up winning the match, but they still say he lost. And the winner is split decision. This person.
What?
No way. Kind of like Tyson Fury when he lost. Oh man, moving on. I ain't gonna beat the horse no longer than what it is. I'm just gonna get mad all over again because I really don't understand why Legend of Zelda did not win Game of the Year. Like, everybody I talked to said, what, this we don't even know this game. Like, what? No, Legend of Zelda, hands down. Crazy, man. Crazy. Listen, man, I gotta talk about this GTA. Break it down. We've been reviewing the GTA trailer. We've been reviewing it. We started to come in here and do a live review. I be slipping. And listen, it got 131 million views. I did a semi-breakdown on IG. Follow your boy on IG, Mastermind RGTV, for sure. Listen, man, one more time for my people that didn't see me on IG. Let's talk about this GTA just for a little bit before we bounce out of here. Hey, man, GTA doing some stuff. Hold up, let me take this. GTA doing some stuff. Like I brought into attention last time about on IG when I talked about this. Look how big that world is. Let's move my camera out the way. Hold up. That night view, that night skyline. Like, look at the details of them clouds. Look at them buildings, all them lights. Like, yo, this world, this nice little view. Like, look at all them people. Imagine. Coming through this town with a tank. You know the crazy things we can do. Oh, GTA. Imagine coming through this road driving a tank or driving a sports car real fast, running over all these pedestrians and things and blowing up things. You know the crazy things we can do on GTA. Come on, Mike. It's gonna be a hell of a time, y'all. It's gonna be a really hell of a time, a fun game. The graphics look incredible on this GTA, man. The club situation. You remember you go into the club on Vice City on the classic ones and you start a fight in there and they be in there dancing, they look like robots. Now this dancing looks a little bit like a real, real party. Like, this look good, yo. So, hey, to all my people that be making like music videos in GTA, hats off to them, bro, because that junk is dope. That is fire. When I first seen one, I was like, bro, somebody did this on GTA? Bro, this is amazing. This is like some director type vibes. You know, they directing actual music videos from GTA. Like, bro, that's fire. That's fire. So when this GTA come out, oh man, this is gonna be fire. I can see so much of the creativity they're gonna put into these things and do so many cool things they're gonna be able to do. Man, this is gonna be crazy. And these are like real events that happen in real life. And they're saying that they studied the Florida culture to know how, you know, to understand. And this is like a lot of these moments in this game is real. Like, bruh. And shout out to IGN, man. They did a good job at like comparison, like showing the real thing compared to GTA. This is happening in the game, this had to happen in real life. Like, that was dope. The guy, the music from the video, the screams went up on it. Like, yeah, that was dope. But 2025. Hey, that's a long time. A long time. Hey, shout out to my OPD family, man. Listen, man. They They got me back on GTA 5. They got me playing GTA 5 with them, you know what I'm saying? And I can only imagine that this new GTA, when GTA 6, when it dropped, they finna overload the servers on this one. This is gonna be a hectic, crazy game. I think a lot of people is kind of disappointed that, you know, they dropping the game so late. All the way 2025, you know, and people are like, bro, that's a long time. Why not 2024? And some people are saying that these graphics are too good to be true. They're too good to be true. You're gonna have to come out with some type of PS5 Pro. These graphics too good to be true. So by these graphics being too good to be true, what's the hint? What's the hint that's written on the wall? New hardware. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We actually may be getting PS5 Pro. I'm trying to bring my little. There we go. We may be getting a PS5 Pro, and what you've seen could be running on that hardware. You know what I'm saying? But that's gonna be game of the year, man. Hands down. I feel like the Game Awards in 2025 or 2026, this gonna be game of the year. And all them awards that this game won this year, GTA 6 need to take home just as many awards when it drops, when it becomes in the nominees for game of the year. And especially the most anticipated game, Legend of Zelda, this game. And a lot of people love Red Dead Redemption. I would say that's a really big, heavy anticipated game too. Those three games, I think, are like the most anticipated, like people can't wait for type games. Of course, there's more. I'm not saying those are like the only three, but I think those are like the top three that I can think of right now. You feel me? But it's one of the ones, man. Oh man, we gotta take another commercial break for the audio viewers over there. We'll be right back. We are back. To all my audio viewers over there, man, y'all be sure to swing on over to the video page, Mastermind RG TV. We got some special things over here on the video side. We just kind of breaking down the Game Awards trailers and breaking down the GTA trailer, even though we did another little breakdown live over there on IG. Be sure to follow the gaming IG page, Mastermind RG TV. You know what I'm talking about? But we just talking about it again because it's one of the biggest games of all time, you know, so we got to talk about it. We need to know more. Like I said, they definitely gonna have some type of, it's heavy on social media influence. What's gonna be really cool, I'm gonna speak on this too. They didn't really, I don't think, so a lot of these games, especially, I mean, it was one game that other than GTA, but I wanna make my point about GTA first and then I get into the other games. So the thing is with GTA, this new GTA is coming out 2025. It's gonna be heavily like social media influence. Now, my question is, they need to figure out how to link it and run it through the blockchain. They need to integrate Web3 technology to this game. If they figure out how to do that, and if it could be done, listen, this will open the floodgates. This will be like no other game, because the amount of money that people is still spending on GTA 5, bruh, imagine what GTA 6 is finna do in numbers and the things that people gonna spend their money on. In 2025, bro, we already, look at where we at with crypto right now and with Web3. we are already in a space to where it's like, okay, it's not really mainstream, but for those that know what's going on, we know it's coming down the pipeline. But the question is, for really big games like this, and think about it, even something like Fortnite, I'm telling y'all, bro. Hey, me and the Brother Hip Hop Gaming, we spoke about it on a February episode. You feel me? Bro said, it's coming. Bro said, get very excited. It's coming. It's coming. Like, yo, it's coming. I can see it. I already see it. I already see it. Especially for, like I said, the skins on Fortnite. The weapons and cars and missions, different things on GTA that people pay for. Man, it's so much in-game content that people purchase. Imagine running all these transactions, giving the gamers the power to, you know, move this money. So if we don't want our things, we can buy and trade in the world of GTA. And with this buy and trade, can actually turn to real money. We can use the same crypto digital currency that we're using in the game. We can now use it in real life. Man, gaming is finna get spicy in here, boy. I would elaborate even more because y'all know I love to paint pictures. But it's real late on my end, so I'm going to... You feel me? So, but just seeing this, hey, the future of gaming is looking bright. That's all I'm gonna say. That's all I'm gonna say. It's looking bright. I can only imagine, man. What they gotta do something. It's 2025. 2024 ain't even here, even though it's almost here in about the next 4 or 5 weeks. You feel me? So, bro, the future is. So, I really wish, this is what I wanted to break down. I really wish they would, I don't think it's they're not going to put it mainstream or put it front center stage because of the regulations and, you know, the cowboy season we just kind of went through with crypto. But 2024, I think it's going to be front center stage, especially when the Haven come about. It's going to be front center stage, and you're going to see, because the things they're doing over there, Avalanche, Polygon, the things they're doing, bro, is incredible, bro. It's incredible what they're doing and what they're building over there on these blockchains. And once it's front center, like I'm talking about front center at all game awards, all the game events, whatever that's popping off and going on, when we see big players start to use it and integrate it into their games, when it's running like that on consistently on multiple big games, AAA title games, indie games, mobile games, consoles, when the consoles get plugged into it, like, that's, I think that's the other wave that don't really get talked about or don't even get mentioned. But we all know it's like, yo, this makes more sense. Run it. You know, I just really wish that it got more mainstream attention and things that people knew about, you know, on the bigger stage. Because I think mentioning something on a big stage about, hey, you'll be able to buy and sell in this game, and that what you buy and sell, you can actually trade it out for new currency, or I mean for actual real life currency. Or if you decide to sell the game or you don't play the game anymore, you could trade your stuff out that you bought in the game and use that money for another game. Like, work with the gamers, yo. Work with us, you know? So that's going to be perfect, man. I can't wait for it. Those are the two things I wanted to kind of break down about the blockchain and situation, how it can play a perfect role in a game like GTA. A perfect world. It's open. And another thing about GTA, and I'm gonna slash on out of here. Another thing about GTA, they only showed just this part of the game, Like, we know it's in Vice City, but rumors was it was going to be three different cities and we're going to be able to travel between these three cities. That still may be the case, but this trailer only just showed Vice City. We got to see more. I can't wait till we see more. This is just like scratch the surface of the first GTA trailer. Oh, wait till we see a second one in 2024, baby. I can't wait for it. Hey, listen, man, we're going to go ahead and slide on out of here. Of course, if there's any other stuff that I forgot to talk about or mention about the Game Awards, I'll be sure to come back in here in the month of December, dropping some more stuff. I pretty much went over and covered everything I intended to. I checking my handy dandy board and my digital board over here. We kind of went into everything that we intended to kind of go into. So if, you know, definitely if we miss some things, we'll be back in here. Like I said, on the audio side, we're going to have some gamers in here coming in here talking about their experience or, you know, what they liked and didn't like about the Game Awards. And a lot of people got a lot to say about Spider-Man not winning no awards and how Tears of the Kingdom didn't win Game of the Year. So for my audio viewers, y'all stay tuned for that. We're going to come back in and hit y'all with a couple more of those also. And for my video viewers, y'all stay tuned also, because like I said, we got some commercials that y'all got to see over on the video side. And the video side is always a different experience. I just want to give y'all a different experience on the video and the audio side. So be sure to, on all podcast platforms, check out the audio version of the podcast, Real Gamer, on all podcast platforms. Amazon, I see you, baby. We down there. You know, RGTV, the classic shows, those shows are different, bro. They different. It got that special sauce. You know, I speak about that special sauce a lot. And RGTV, the classic shows, got that special sauce. And the video side, Mastermind RGTV, try to get y'all both two different experiences, you know what I'm saying? So be sure to follow me also on Twitch, Mastermind or Master23Mind on Twitch also. So yeah, we here, we there, we everywhere, baby. You know, we'll be back for more. We're gonna definitely be back for more, because it's so much to kind of unpack on what we seen on the trailers. Like I said, there's other games that I want to go into, but I want to save a little bit of it for the audio side. But we'll be back for more for sure. Peace out, y'all. Game on. Yes, Sirski. Yeah, Small Tape, what's good? Got the brother running back in the building. Listen, man, two questions, man. Game of the year and why, and your Christmas gift.
So are we? So we're talking like game of the year, like why game of the year?
Yeah, we know Baldur's Gate did his thing, but that ain't your choice. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay. So look, this is my thing. I would either say Tears of the Kingdom or Spider-Man. I'm just saying. Tears of the Kingdom, really good. I played it so far. You know, it's just something about the gameplay that just feels like so smooth when it comes down to it.
Yeah.
Like the rotation of the map. I feel like I've been playing it a bunch on my Christmas break. And honestly, all I think about most of the time is like, why? Like, man, I just enjoy it. Like, I get so immersed in it.
Yeah.
Spider-Man, on the other hand, I haven't tried Spider-Man, but I played a snippet of it. I could tell that if I played that game every day, if I had a PS5 or somehow to play it, I would have somehow, like,
stuck in it.
Yeah, I would somehow get stuck in it.
We'll be right back. All right, now we are back.
Yeah, okay. I want to close off by saying I understand Baldur's Gate is good, and I will admit this. Baldur's Gate, when it comes down to it, they worked on that game in secret, and that is very cool, honestly, of a game developer company to be working on a game in secret, because no one knew it was going to come out. It just came out, and everyone's like talking about it, okay? I think that's what happened, because I have not heard of that game at all. But yeah. That's my closing opinions. Baldur's Gate is cool. No hate on them. It's just fun to make fun of them, okay?
Okay. True.
Okay, but top pick of the game, top game that I want to play for Christmas.
Ooh.
What's your Christmas pick?
Ooh, this is tough.
You gotta get your Christmas pick before we go through the window.
Yeah.
We gonna hit you.
It's probably gotta be. Shoot, I don't know, man. You know what? I've been wanting to play this game for a while. It's Riders Republic.
Riders Republic?
Yeah, it's not coming out this... It's already been out, but, like, I've been playing a lot of Steep and, like, what's it called? Like, snowboarding. I really like snowboarding. Like, Steep has, like, been a really addicting game. Riders Republic seems like a really fun game. It came out last year. I don't care if it has a really bad score. I just want to play it and try it out, you know?
That's your Christmas pick. We out of here, folks.
All right, see
you. Appreciate you.